Lamed Hey Amed Beis. Shel Truma Tmeya Psula. We had in the Mishnah that Truma Tmeya is Pasul. So the Gemara says the less bo a heter achila doesn't have a heter achila. Now, this Gemara Lachaira Shver on Taisvis. Taisvis said on Daf Lamed Hey Amed Aleph that Truma Tmeya is Ksusi Mechte Shiurei. The whole Gemara, which ignored this chesaron, the Gemara was going. We asked Akad Akash, the more proof from Truma Tmeya that is a chesaron of Heter Achila, which is a problem. That was the Masha is. But over here that the Gemara says why Truma Tmeya is possible, and the Mishnah means that Truma Tmeya is possible kol shiva. Not only the first day, it's Pasul Kol Shiva, and it's only Pasul Kol Shiva because of Ksusi Mechta Shiurei. And the Gemara should mention that the reason it's Pasul, the less Boheter Achila. According to the Goin, that the holding of Ksusi Mechta Shiurei is only by Avodah Zorah and Irani Dachas, it's very good. According to Taisvis, Lachaira Zahore, so, why does the Gemara, over here when we're saying Pshat in the Mishnah, why does the Gemara ignore the Psul of Kol Shiva, which is Ksusi Mechta Shiyure? V'shal Truma Tahoira Lo Yitoil. It says further in the Mishnah that one should not take Truma Tahoira. Pligi bo Rav Ami veRavasi. Chad Omar mitnei shemachshira. The reason he's not permitted to, take an esrig shel trume is because in the process of taking the esrig, water from the lulav will drip on the esrig and will be marsha the esrig. And if he's marsha the esrig, we'll see this is being mekar of the esrig to kabbalas tume. And that's no good. V'chadoma mipnei shemafsida. The etzem netilas ha'esrig, the mishmosh hayad, is mafsid the klipa hachitzoina. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shemachshiro lekabotume. If one will take an esrig, it will be machshir the esrig lekabotume. Damrine b'masnisen, mekabeles isho miyad bno, miyad baylo machzeres lamayim b'shabes. She puts it back into the water. Chazore is only mutter. Not permitted to be moise if it's put into new water. Shoyu shoyren aguda b'shabes kadei shelo yivoshu. It shouldn't dry up. Chshenoygim be'esrig, and when the aguda touches the esrig, huchshal etume. Tersi v'chiyutan mayim al zera. Period. V'oso ligroim tume letume. Tersiv mishmeres trumoisai omarachmona aseilo shimo. One is not permitted to be goyrim tume letrumim. Dachsach mir pshat in Rashi is, I wouldn't say that when a person is machshir, a machal of tume, that's called his goyrim tume. He makes it susceptible to be mekabel tume, but v'osa ligraim tume letrume dersiv mishmeres trumoisai. That means there should be an iser d'iraisa to be machsheret. I don't think that's pshat. I don't think that's called ligraim tume. I make it. It's right to be mekabel tume. That's called I was goyrim tume. Number one. Number two, there's a ha'ore that the Ochlaner is ma'orer, the Rishash is ma'orer, Shema Shemayim. I mean, they had a trume, they made bread out of it, they cooked it. I mean, so they became Murshel Lekabel Tume. All the trume was never Murshel Lekabel Tume. Rishash buys by a kashem. Dachsach Meir, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Number one, to be machshir tume, I don't think that's called goyrim tume. That's not called Goyrim Tume. He makes it that it's now Mukhshel Lekabel Tume. That's called Goyrim Tume. Goyrim Tume means something else. In Goyrim Tume means that we have in Abchanin's Kanakahanim, Eifanim, that a person is doing a pu'ula, let's say, he's meinich b'mokim atulfe, it was b'mokim hamutznim, he's mimik b'mokim atulfe, so he wasn't metamid, but he's putting it in a place that'll be mekabel tumid, it's not shomu, that's not called he was metamid b'yodayim, as mishmeres trumoise, he's not allowed to do a pula which could be goyrim that should become tumid, that's called goyrim tumid. Midarabonon, to be masherit, is a since we see gram tumid also. So the Rabbanon went a step further. The Rabbanon went a step further that to be machsher, something is the Rabbanon also. But this iser of being machsher depends. That means if the tachlis of trume is, it should be eaten. That's the tachlis, is a mitzvah to eat trume. The whole iser of mishmeres trumoise, one should be careful that it shouldn't become tomei, is because then he'll be unable to eat it. The tachlis of trumah is it should be eaten by kahanim. So if the hechsher is necessary in order to prepare it for the mitzvah achila, so Chazal never answered it. But over here, it is not necessary. You have to take an esrik shel trume. That means when you make an atil of dalad, meaning you make it wet. So this is necessary. If the mitzvah of trume, the mitzvah of achilas trume is mechayev to be machshir the trume. So fakel, there's nothing wrong with it. Chazal never answered it. They didn't say that this is a midarabonon asiyog. They answered hechsher. Because this is me'ein gram tume. But if there's no need for this, that means you don't have to use your tume dika esrik, your esrik shel tume for the tilas dalad minim. So then Chazal said, if there's no legitimate reason to be marsherit, so it is preferable not to be marsherit. That's what Rashi means, since it's also ligram tume min ha-teira, so Chazal asked afilu to be marsherit. Shemafsido kliposa achitzoino nim eses b'mishmosh hayadayim v'osa lahavsit trume kedefrishis. That's also, that's the kedefrishis is because the mekoyer mishmeres trumoisai means lav davke an iser tume. As a din mishmeres, you should watch it that it should be able to be eaten. So by doing any pula of gram tume or gram hefset, it's the same thing. You are not watching the tume that, and enabling that the tume should be able to be eaten. So by using this as a esrig, the klipa achitzoyne becomes nimis. So lechera, the klipa achitzoyne will not be able to be eaten. That's L'chayre Pshat in Rashi. The Oitzah brings down the Nishmas Odom and Hilchis Broches brings, there's a big machloikis achroinim, what broche you make on klipas maranzen, on the peels of oranges. There's a whole tumult if you make a few machloikis, that's the chmer. A boi priyates, a shahakel, a boi priyadoma. Abal Kaponim, others hold that he has a din peiri, and you make a b'priyate. So the Nishmas Odom wants to say a k'tzas raya from this Rashi that you take and make a b'priyate, because it would seem that this is part of the peiri, the klipa chitzoyne nim eses. This is part of the peiri. There's a kedushas truma on this. There's a din achila on this. So it's part of the peiri, and by being memashmishit, you're being mapsed the chelik achila of the klipa. The Eitzah brings down, others want to be mefakpik on the raya of the chayodom. They want to say that could be all klipas, could be don't have achshivis of the peiri. But by esrog we see tam eitzoy upiryoy shove, even the eitz has the tam of the peiri. So there could be the klipa has a shivis of a peiri, but it's not muchach all the time that the klipa has a din of the peiri. So the Gemara says, so we have two reasons why one should not take Truma. Either because he's Machshir the Esrig, or because he's Mafsid the Esrig. L'may nafke is my binayu. What's the difference between these two tamim? Skigoyin shekor le'ashem chutz mikliposa. That when he was Kairishem Trume, he was not magdish the whole Esrig b'kdushas Trume. He said the Klipa should not have kdushas Trume. Chutz mikliposa chitzayna. L'man diomineshem achshira ike. That danger still applies, because it'll get wet, so the esrig, the chelik, that's true, will become muksha. Because he's only mafsid something which is not true. Let us see Taisvis. Mnesha machshira, shalulev kamayshu hu ogud, noisne noise bemayim, kadeshala yichmosh, kadesnan bepirkim. Umarziroi lamayim, ushenoitloi, noitvin meima valha esrig, avumotzele meima, ikabinayu, noitvin meima valha esrig. Let's stop here for 1 minute. So, I saw in the Oitzer, is medayik that there's a shinui aloshen between Rashi and Tosfos. How the esrig is going to get wet. Rashi says, ushenoigim, Shayren agude b'shabes, kidei shelo yivoshu. Yishayred agude in Shabbos. Shenoigim, so lochayre, noigim is going on the agude. Shenoigim be'esreg, huchsha letume. When the agude touches the esreg, it's huchsha letume. So be'emison the kapis tmorim brings a raya from this Rashi to the recante we had mentioned last week that you have to be mechaber the esreg to the lulav. Shenoigim be'esreg. It could be Taisus did not hold like the Rikanti. Taisus hold like Yisei Chosid. So Memela, so Taisus, it says a different lotion. Taisus says, Uchshenoitloi noitvin meimov al ha'esrik. Taisus says something else. It drips on it. But Taisus doesn't seem to hold that it is muchach that the esrig will touch the lulav. No, it can drop some water on it. Now, Taisva says the Gemara could have said, if I count enough, I mean, if it was Huchshar already, so Mibneshe Machshiroi doesn't apply, it's Muchshar already, Mibneshe Mavsidoi, there's a Machloikis. Agavuche, Dachainim speak out, we see something very interesting from Taisva. Now, if you would learn the Gemara, we have a machlokes. One man the Yoma says mitnei shemachshira, and one man the Yoma says mitnei shemafsidai. So the Gemara doesn't delve into this machlokes. My time, why doesn't he say mitnei shemachshira? Why does he say mitnei shemafsidai? But one could learn like this. Machshira is really mechudishtik. Machshira, that's called similar to gam tume. Machshira already is a shtik toire, which is debatable. Mafsidai is, I mean, that's poshit. You're taking the esrig, you're mafsikit. I mean, l'chayre mafsidai is a dover hamuskim. The shaila is there a new problem of machshiroi? Is there such a chsaron also? And on that, the Gemara says, my binayu, ike binayu, that is no mafsidai, there's a machshiroi. What'll be the din? From Taisus, we see that is not true, because Taisus says the Gemara have said another nafkamina. So from Taisus we see that the one that holds Machshiroi does not hold Mafsidoi. That's what we see from Taisus. Let us go further. V'imnotal Ksheira. What happens if he took the Trume? It's kosher, but the evidence is kosher. L'man d'yomah nisha'em bo heter achil. According to the man d'yomah, that the whole reason all is no good, mine shein bo heter achila. Are yesh bo heter achila. Laman diyom of shein bo din momen. Are yesh bo din momen. Let us see Rashi. Are yesh bo heter achila le koyin. So first Rashi says that a koyin has a heter achila on trume. So that's poshet that a koyin could be yoitze with trume because he has a heter achila. B'Yisroel nami nofik bo. Now, Rashi did not want to say that only a koyin is yaitze. Rashi says Yisroel is also yaitze. Ki im Nafik bo im lokcha mikoyin. First of all, it has to be his. Yes, im lokcha mikoyin. Hoyol v'yochel lachila leben bitoy koyin. So he also has it's roi lachila. It's roi lachila leben bitoy koyin. Now Rashi chose a koyin. Ben bitoy koyin. Yes, because every soul could have a potential einikol a koyin. We'll see. Tosfos asks Akasha later, and the Rabbeinu Menoyach asks the Akasha here that the Gemara says later that the Mai is why is one yetsa with the Mai halechazi loy. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why do you have to say that he could become an Oni? It's Roy for an Oni. Just like by Trume. A Yisrael is Yoitze because it's Roy for a Koyin. So the Mai is Roy for an Oni. Fine. So the Rabbi Menayach says that's why he doesn't mention Rashi, but he says Mamish Loshon of Rashi. So he says that's why Rashi held that was Tamazay Roy for a Oni, Roy for a Koyin. That doesn't make it. That's not called Roy Loy. It has to be Roy Loy LaAchila. The Rashi says a Shtik Teire that if since every Yisrael could be a potential Zayde for a Koyin, so that means in the Mishpoche, he could have a descendant, a Koyin, so that's called Roy Loy. Rashi held that what a Koyin could eat it, that doesn't make it Roy Loy. But that what I could be Machel Ben Bitoy Koyin, that's called Roy Loy. Period. Avo Pidyoin Ein Lo Liyois Niteres Lachilas Yisrael. Rashi says, maybe you'll tell me another teretz. You can tell me that Trumas called Roy Loy, he could be paided. So Rashi says there's no such thing. You can't be paided Truma. For Oimer Kain Roshu. Now Al Kaponim, Rashi is Mefalpel over here with a new Mahalach. Rashi Mefalpel with a new Mahalach that maybe one will say that Truma is called Roy Lachila because it could be Poide. So Rashi says it's not true because you can't be Poide Truma. But Vaistachois, Lula, you could be Poide Truma, that'd be a beautiful Mahalach. So the Rishash asks, and Rashi says on Daf Lamed Dalad Amed Beis, Maisa Sheini, you only Yoitze in Yerushalayim. You need Roy Lachem. So it mentioned the Ritva holds, it's called Roy Lachem, because you could be poided. Rashi held that doesn't make it Roy Lachem, that you could be poided. So all of a sudden, by Trume, from Rashi, it would seem that theoretically, if there would be a Bar Pidyon, it would be good. So how does this Rashi by Trume stim with the Rashi by Maisa Sheini Chutzli Rishalayim? That's what the Rishash asks. The Rishash taken to a Tosfos in Erevin, and he says, well, this will be for Enfod. Bekitzer, from Tosfos in Erevin, it would seem that there's two inyonim. There's an inyon of Roy Lachila. It has to be Roy Lachila. Then there's a Dover Noisef, it has to be Roy Loy Lachila. There's two in Yonim, it has to be Roy Lachila and Roy Loy Lachila. And from Tosfos it would seem as follows. That means, if something is Roy Lachila now, but it's not Roy Loy Lachila, and that we can make a dreidel hoyel, he could be paided, he could do something. So that means to make it, if the only thing the only factor that is missing is Roy Loy, so then we say Hoyel. Hoyel can only make a Dover HaRoy LaAchila Roy Loy. But if it's Bechlal not Roy LaAchila, so then Hoyel can't make it Roy LaAchila. So Memela, so there's a beautiful Teretz. By Maisa, Sheini Chutz L'Gvula, it's not Roy LaAchila, period. to say hoyel, you could be poided to make it a davar haroyel achila. Hoyel does not make it a davar haroyel achila. Here truma is a davar haroyel achila. Kahanim can eat it, but by esrig you need more than that. You need roi loy, and the roi loy, and that you could say hoyel if boil if daisai. Now the problem is that there's no dimpinion by truma. Zok the Gemara weiter. No, we didn't finish the Rashi. Are yesh bo din momen. But if you hold, so it's good. Not but. So if you hold, you need the heter achila. This heter achila. If you hold, you need din momen. Are yesh bo din momen. Koyin, if it belongs to the koyin, mekadosh bo se ishe. Yisrael nami im nosnu lo ya koyin. Mekadish boasa isha. Umoicha le kahanim vadomim shaloi. This umoicha mustama oi moicha. Oi moicha le kahanim, that means it's yesh loid in momen. He could marry an isha, mekadish an isha. He could sell it to kahanim vadomim shaloi. So memele, that's called tin momen. Vishel demai. Now demai, we hear in the Mishnah machlokes beishamim beisilu. My time in the beisilu. So my answer is, Kivin the Iboi Mafka Lahula Nichse. If he wanted to, he could be Mafka all his Nachosim. Bahavi Oni Vechozile. Hashtanami Lochem Kirinimbe. So it's called Lochem. This Nan Machilin Esaniim Demai. Vesach Sanoi Demai. Ubeishamai, what does Beishamai hold? Oni Loyochel Demai. He holds an Oni, does not eat Demai. So Mele, it's not. So he also wouldn't be chosile. So it's not called lechem. It's nan machilan aniim d'may v'sachsanoi d'may. Ba'omar Ravuna Tona b'shamo imrim ein machilan mesaniim v'sachsanoi d'may. V'selo imrim machilan mesaniim d'may v'eso achsanoi d'may. Zot Rashi. Shel d'may lokham me'am ha'oretz Ustamperisayim sofik einam miusorim. Maita mayu de beisilu, holespo heter achila. So Rashi says it doesn't have a heter achila. So the Gemara says, so we see from Rashi, Rashi l'shitosay. Rashi holds, you don't make. Just like we mentioned before, that Maisa Sheni, as Rashi said, it doesn't have a heter achila, even though it can make dreidler, it could be poided, but that doesn't make it roi loi. So Rashi held tevel, or d'may, which is a tevel d'rabonon, it's also not called roi loi. So memele, so Rashi learns the chesaron of tevel is, there's no heter achila. Just the same way Rashi said, by Maisa Sheni, Chutz liYerushalayim, Rashi says by Tevel. So the Gemara asks, Mai tamayu the beisilul, holes bei heter achila. So the Gemara says, V'chozilei, the roiv amei haoretz ma'asrin heim, V'chumre ba'almehu sheimidu besofik Tevel, V'gabi aniyim v'achsanoi leimidu divrei. Achsanoi chayoloisov shel melech umatul mezoineseyim al b'nei ha-medine. Yeah, that is the time of, that is the time of the mind. Let us see Taisvas. The boy mafke nichsei, lehavi tzorich lahai taime, ele mishum di yesh boy heter achila laoni, kemoy li yisroel, de nafik bishal trume, de chozi lekoy. So Taisva says, you don't need this tam. You don't need this tam of so Taisus understood that heter achila is called abi, it's roi to be eaten, don't even need schusei achila, as if I stachais, So Taisva says, so the Gemara could have said, since it's Chazi La'oni, since it's Chazi La'oni, it's called as a Heter Achila. So Taisva is asking Akasha, so why do you need the boy Mafke Nichsi, it's Chazi La'oni, you don't need Chazi La'oni. Al Tetar Achila, it's a Chazi La'oni. Now there's a big problem on this Taisviz. The problem is as follows. The Taisviz before, said by Tevel, Taisviz Taflamet Hayamet Aleph, said by Tevel, that the reason one is in Yaitse B'Tevel, because Sefelten Din Momain, not called his. There's a chelek that belongs to the kahanim. That my esrig the shutvim sheesh lekain olayvi by chelek. V'domi la'achim shekono esrig betvisas habayis. So Taisva says the chesaron of an esrig shel tevel is because it's not his. Sefelten din momen. So lachayre. So this is a beautiful teretz on Taisva's kasha. Taisva asked, why do you need? Why did the Gemara have to say that the reason that one is Yaitza with an Esrik Shal Demai? Because it could be his, because he could make himself an Oni. Let us say, because an Oni can eat it. Now an Oni can eat it, that's only in the Din of Heter Achila. So it's called, that's called, it's Roi L'Achila. You don't need Roi, Loi L'Achila. It's called Roi L'Achila. But there's another chesaron. There's a chesaron of din momen. Since it's a chesaron of din momen, so that's why you need iboy mafke nichse v'avoni v'chozilei. The Eitzah brings down this kasha from the Achrayim. The Eitzah says brings a teretz from the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim said as follows: that the whole lumdus. Now let us explain the kasha a little better. First of all, one could say the kasha finds sich nicht an. What's the kasha? By Dubai, the halacha is as follows, that maisa yamafrish fehein shaloi. So you keep it. So it's zweite his moment. So what is the kasha? No, the kasha is, the station says in Yume, daftesa medalef, mechuyev to be mafrish tumis maisa and give it to ikoin. That's what Taisa says in Yume, daftesa medalef. And Taisvus asked the kasha, why do you have to give it to a kohen? Let's say a meitz mechaber all of a rai. So Taisvus says, since it's a davar mu'ed, not worth too much, and it's a small amount, so they said, about it, you should give it to the kohen. So now the problem arises. He says, the problem arises, since by demai, the aloch is yet, there's a chelik of the demai. We're talking about an esrig now. Since a chelik of this esrig, which has to be given to the kohen, the tumas ma'isa sheboy, so memele, so it's not completely his mamon. So that's why the Gemara has to say that there's that he can make it, the boy mafke nichsi v'avoni v'chozilei. And so that makes it his mamon. It would seem this is different than the other svaras of pidyon that doesn't make it his moment. If you have to do a pu'ula in the chayfetz, Taisvus taflamedala to see ma'isa, Taisvus taflamedhei ma'isa chutz li'rushalayim, which is moment gavoya. We don't say that he could be poided that makes it his moment. That when you can make it your moment is not called your moment. If you do a pu'ul in the moment to make it your moment, that doesn't make it shalacha now. But here it would seem from the achrayim and that Iboy mafke nichsi doesn't have to do anything to the moment. He just makes himself an oni, it would seem, so that already would be called shalcha. Anyway, so what do we do with the kasha? So, Vinishvi, it's a problem. Well, how is he taki yaitze? So the Divrei Chaim says that Be'emesin, we have to understand the Taisvis and Daf Lamed Hei. Taisvis Daf Lamed Hei says, "Ein yochel lotzeis besrik shel tevel, davik mei esrik de shutvim sheyesh lekoyin ulalevi boi chelik." Domi la'achim shekonu esrig b'tvises abayis b'seif yesh neichlam. Taisus has a meyudik achidich that tevel the schusei momen that the Shevet Hakune and Shevet Levi have in Tevel is now considered that there's now Momen HaShevet. Momen HaShevet, even though it's before HaFroshe, but since it's a Chiv to give to them, so it's called they possess Momen now. So the Divrei Sama Mela, so felt in Lochem, so it's not my Esrei completely, since they have Schusim in the Esrei to take a Chelik. But by Demai, the din is he can zikha give it to Aniyim. So, and they'll give it to Aniyim, so the Aniyim eat it. So the schus of the Shevet HaKohune is not a schus hachloti, it's not muchach that they have money here. It matters who's gonna eat it. If he wants to eat it, he has to give money to the coin, he has to give the Tumas Meisa to the coin. If he'll give it to another man, so finished. So their whole schusay momin is very fakaldik. It depends. If he wants to eat it, we have a schus momin. If he'll give it to another man, we don't have a schus momin. Such a schus momin, which is not it's not a muchachdik schus momin, it's a possible, there's a possibility they could get a schus momin. That Taisvus held does felt nicht in Lochem. That's cool. Now it's mine already. When there will be Afroshe, then if there'll be Afroshe, since the schuse, since their schus is not behechrech, so maybe it's felt nicht in Lochem. So the whole problem is, so it's called, it's mine. Now the whole problem is, but I can't eat it. So that Taisvus says, so that's no problem. But since it is a edible esrig, because Aniyim can eat it, so that's a bishut fishin. So that's how I taste this, is medame, demai, to trume. That is taste this kash. So taste this says, einachanami. Laihavit zorich lahai taime. Elom yishum de gemorch could have said, the yesh boy heter achila laoni. The gemorch could have said, the yesh boy heter achila laoni. Kamoi li Yisrael. The nofek bishal trume. Just like Yisrael is yaitze with trume. The chozi lekoin. And it's sufficient that what it has a teiris machel lekoin. So here there's a teiris machel for an oni. Now the Gemara threw it in. He could also be the oni, but this possibility is not needed for the etzem teiris. So they says we have the same Gemara in Masech the Shabbos. The Gemara speaks about Mukze. If Truma and Demai is Mukze, Truma Demai Poruch the Gemara Demai Oli Chazilei, Mishani Kivin the boy Mavken Lenichsev have Botzel Meim Hoil Bchazilani Keicha the Shor Rosam Truma Baad Yisrael Hoil Bchazilei Koyim. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says it's Chazifim, but it's really not necessary. So you see, sometimes the Gemara throws in this cheshbin, yiboy mafkenichse, even though it is not really needed. Abayhi de perik bakel ma'arvin, desnan ma'arvin bidmai. Forish begmore, mishum di boy mafkenichse. So they also ask the same kasha. Why do you have to say? Because it's chozi lim, it's chozi panama, chosim neche. The itzech lahutaima liyashva filo kesumches. The polygal Yisrael betrume. Sumchis holds that a Yisrael cannot be ma'arev with trume, even though it's chazi lekoyim. Va'aholoi polyg, and on demai, sumchis is not chaylik. So memela, so what is taka the chilik? So the chilik is, because trume is not chazi loy. And sumchis holds that chazi loy, you can't be ma'arev with it. And demai is chazi loy. Machilin eso aniyim d'may ves achsanoim d'may. Mishne bepeire gimel d'may upligi b'gmore di Yerushalmi, trebyeine omar baniyim chaverim, ובחסנוי כרבי ישוע כדמפורש אוסום שהם ישראל, רבי יוסי אומר בנים עמי האורצי, ובחסנוי נוחי. Now, this is a very sosum diketoisvitz, and one has to know why Toisvitz is telling us, bringing us the Yerushalmi, what is it negei alonu? And we have to know what the Yerushalmi says. Dach sechmer, pshatn Toisvitz is the goin in shnoiseliyo, mesechtes d'mai, and this Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the Perish HaOruch and the Perish HaKotzer, he says a Yesod. Let us go over what Tosfos brought down from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Polig Bigmore the Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yoine Omar Ba'aniyim Chaverim. Now what does that mean, Aniyim Chaverim? Aniyim Chaverim means Aniyim Tamid Yechachomim. Rabbi Yoine says, one is permitted to give demai to an oni a Talmud Chochem. Now, what does that mean? So, the Goyen explains, you give the oni Talmud Chochem, you tell him, you know, it's demai, and that's a message. That means, I wasn't mafrish anything. You have to be mafrish. He's a Talmud Chochem, trustworthy person, you can give it to him, don't have to be afraid of lifnei evil, or sitem mikshol. He's a machilin as ani. You give it to them. But the chiddush is, you don't have to be afraid, I might forget. You're allowed to give it to him, but he has to be mafrish. To give it to an ava oretz, chas v'sholem, you machshel him, if naiva. You only have to tell Talmud Chochem, you have to be meidiyah him. You have to be meidiyah him. Now, achsanoi, The Goyen explains, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, the Yerushalmi says, was a Maaser Rabbi Yeshua, he was a guest by someone, he wasn't lon by the person he was a guest by. He ate by him, he went further. So there it seems there's another kula, it's not Kaveh al Maaser by some, for someone who was not lon in this mokim. So it's the missing, there's no Chiyav Maaser then. It seems so there, there's a kula, one is permitted to eat the demai by nachsanoi. If it would be lon, he has to be mafresh. That's Rabbi Yoine. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yossi says, ani im amei ha'oretz. What's that amei ha'oretz? So the Goyen explains that you're allowed to give demai to namoretz. You also tell him, that it's demai. And what do you accomplish if you tell him that it's my? So the Yerushalmi says, so maybe 1 out of 100 will be mafresh. Could be. You tell him, and let's hope for the best. Achsanoi is anochi. Now, according to this Yerushalmi, we're in hot water. According to this Yerushalmi, let's go according to Rabbi Yoine. According to Rabbi Yoine, there's no heter for an oni to eat the mai. He has to be mafresh it. You have to know what the chiddush is. Machilim esaniyim demai. Maybe he won't forget. We can rely. He won't forget. He will be mafresh. But there's no kula of an oni to eat demai. Until according to Rabbi Yosi, pshat is you give it to an amoretz and you hope that maybe he's 1 out of 100 that he'll also be mafresh. But there's no kula behedye to eat demai. And the Goyin says there, in Perish HaKotzer, he says, and Bavli is chaylik on the Yerushalmi. Bavli says all the time, Iboi, Mavke, Nirse, Vani, Oni, Bavi, Oni, Vechozile. So Bavli is chaylik on the Yerushalmi. Now, the Tosfos Rid in the Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi has a problem in all these Mishnayos. That means we're going through the Mishnayos. We understand Beis Hillel. Why are you yoitze with an esrig shel demai? We understand the boy mafkinichse babni chosli. It's chosli for anoni. Tosfos says it's chosli for him. Noch besser. According to the Yerushalmi, there's no such thing. It's not chosli for anoni. Anoni has to be mafresh also. So there's a problem. That's what Tosfos is saying. Not more than that. Yerushalmi has a different pshat in the Mishnah. And Rabbi say you'll have to figure out what Yerushalmi did with our Mishnah. That's what Taisus is saying. Taisus isn't only bringing a Bekiyas in the Yerushalmi. That's what Taisus is saying, that Bavli is not like the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi Lachel will have a problem how to be Miyashiv the Mishnah. Lomar Avune Tane Beshama Oimrim Ein Machilim. Stam Asnisim Meseches Dmai De Machilim. Petayme Maika Mashmul Avune Bamai De Beshami Pligi. So what's Gate Meronda Beshami Yischel? Give us Tam Mishnah like Machilim. And that we paskin like that. Vikulishno Yehochikin Meshanim Peg Basra De Yevomis. Isnanu Masiyin Al Pi Baskel. Omar Rabba Bar Shmul. You have to be Masiyin Isha. Baskel came out and said Mes Bailo. Oma Rabba Bar Shmuel Begmore Beshami Emim Emesim. We say, Loimim Emesim. Uporach Maika Mashmon, Meshani Doka Mashmolon. Imashkachas Stome Desanya Emasin Beshami Yivlesim Chinin Alon. Let us go further. Shomai Sir Shaini Shab Yerushalayim Aman Diyom Ibnei Shemachshiro Arei Machshiro. And we'll see that my Shasheni is Kodesh, you're also not allowed to be Besav of Lotume. Laman Yom Neisha Mavsida, Arei Mavsida, with the Mishmash Hayat. Zut Rashi, Arei Machshiro, O Maisa Sheini Bo Yishimu, the Kodesh Ikri, the Chsiv Vachol Maisa Horetz. Zut the Gemara weiter, by Maisa Sheini Biru Sholayim, Vim Not Al Ksheiro, Laman Yom Neisha Im Behetar Achille, the reason all is no good because there's no heter achila. So here there is a heter achila. The rehakel, so goes off according to Rameya also. The bandim of Shaim, but heter achila, but Allah, that was the reason why all is no good. So here, Maisa Shaini will be good, the rehakel, according to Rameya, because it's heter achila. The man, the yoma, by Allah, the Shaim, but din momin. So then the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon that hold that Maisa Sheni is Mom and Hedyet. Zogt Rashi, Leman da Omar da Ola lefi Shein ba Heter Achille, Avli Habe ba Heter Achille, Avem Miskashre, Fafilu Les ba Din Mom and Hoyesh ba Inami Heter Achille. Masis Tani Kosha Dive Haklo, Fila Rameya. Dama Maisa Sheni Mom and Gavoyu, Mi Tukme, it's going to go according to Rameya also. Because he, you don't need din moment. The kivin da ochola, since he's able to eat it, lochem krinabe. That's also called lochem. The reason one is not yoitz because it's not called sheloi. Di nami have a bet achilave posolo mishum de lesa moment l'shah hanoyis kagemash shani bi rishalayim l'rameya mas nisa rabbonon him. The Omri Maisa Momen had you to for Loi Rameya. The Rameya Apostle. Yeah. Zogt the Gemara weiter, also Chazor. Oma Rav Chizde Dover Zarabeina Hagodol Omroi Hamokim Yeba Ozroi. Loi Shonu Elo Bemokim Echot. When is a Chazor's Apostle? Ruboy, the Mokem Echot, our Bishnaim Shloishim Mekoyim is kosher. Oma Lei Rove Adarabe, Bishnaim Shloishim Mekoyim is Avalekim Enuma, Apostle. Leitmar Asaif Itmar, Almiyutai Kosher, Omar Abchiz de Dova Zarabeina Godel Omre, the Mokem Yeba Ozroi, Loi Shono Elo be Mokem Echot. When is Bimiyutai Kosher be Mokem Echot? Aber Mishnayim Shloishim Mekoyim is Avalei Kemenumer Apostle. Omarove Val Choytmoy Vafilu Bemashu Nami Apostle. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Garsine Al Yitma Asefer Yitma Uba Choytmoy Bo Oivei Govoy Shemeshapeya Mishom Viyoyreid Litzad Roishoy. Let us see again the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, "Ba'oyvei govoy." That means the thickest part of the esrig and its highest point, Shemeshapeya Mishom V'yoyred L'tzad Rosh. Let us just see the Loshon HaRosh. The Loshon HaRosh, the Rosh is Ois Chof, Simen Chof, Peri Gimel, Tandaf, Tamach Dalet Amet Beis. Omar Rove, U'bachoyt Moi, Afilu Koldo U'posu, Peirish Rashi Ba'oivei Govoi, Shemeshapeya Mishom V'yoyred L'tzad Roshoi. Shinira Shom Leinaim, Yoysa Misham Ekoimis. Sheba'oisai Oivi, in that thickness, that is the last, that's the end of the thickness of the Esrig, Odom Noisin Einov. Mashme Mitoich Peirish Rashi, She'en Kol HaShipua Ada Pitma Nikra Choytem, the whole Shipua is not called Choytem, Ela Oivi Goivai, no, the highest part of the Esrig when it's in its thickest, in its widest matzah. Shemimenu mishapeh v'yoyred. Avu medehiskir harav alfasi zal varachzal hachoytem eitzel hapit. Mashma shashipua kori choytem. That the shipua is the choytem. V'chein amadivar. Now he says, the minig oilam is shemei oivei goivoi Adapitma Poislam Chazos is Koldu. Now let us just see for 1 second the Kobanas Anu. Hachoitem Eitzalapitme. Mashma Eitzches. Hachoitem Eitzalapitme. Mashma Shashipua Kori Choitem. That was the Diuk of the Rosh. The Chain Amadevar Shemi Oive Gove. Shield Vorot. Peirish Rashi Mashma Shoive Gove Kori Choitem. The Oivi is called the Choytem. Maybe Divrei Ariferach Mashme, Shashipua Kori Choytem. V'chein Tzrichel Rochush L'chol HaPirushim. V'al Zem Esayim D'chein Amad Devar, Shemei Oivi Goivi Ad HaPitmo Poislim. That is what the Rosh is saying, that the Welt Firtzach, that we're Machmer with both, beside with Oivi Goivi. There's a good picture in the Perish Chai and the Kashus Abbas Aminim. The Kashus Abbas Aminim brings down a very interesting shaila. Some people are mahadar to take an esrig with a gartel. So the esrig with a gartel has two shipuas. It has two shipuas. So he brings down that others are machma. If it has two shipuas, it has two choitims. So if you're investing in a gartel, you should know you're investing in two chaitims. So each mokim hashipua is a chaitim, which will have the chumris of whatever is involved, and whatever applies to a chaitim.